Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We had a spirited conversation during the break about our golf bets coming up for the Pebble Beach Pro-Am. Excited to give those out, coming up in hour number three. It's going to be great. Pete Blackburn joins us in 20 minutes from Bally Sports, talking National Hockey League. Quinton Mayo from BetMGM tonight, next hour. On NBA and the Super Bowl. Ken and I are going to roll through our early thoughts on Super Bowl MVP. We're like, I'm just going to say, like, Trey Hendrickson at 100-1 may not win Super Bowl MVP, but that is a bet that I am absolutely putting in. Like, the Bengals pass rusher at 100-1.
And his likelihood of winning is probably higher than that, honestly, if we're being honest.
Right?
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, maybe not by a lot, but like, it is higher. It has to be higher than that.
I completely agree. And Power Hour, Final Hour, featuring all our bets for tonight. But joining us right now, he was kind enough to join us on Countdown to Kickoff this past Sunday as well for Conference Championship Sunday. We love having him on the show. He joins us on the Roman Guest Line, Odyssey Sports NFL Insider, the great Brian Baldinger on Twitter at BaldyNFL, who hopefully didn't have to watch Championship Sunday by himself at NFL Films. Hopefully some people joined him there in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, I believe. You can check out Baldy with Jason Lockenfora on Baldy's Breakdowns. New episodes out every week. Just search Baldy on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcast. Baldy, welcome back to You Better You Bet. We appreciate you, my friend. Nick and Ken on the BetQL Network. How's it going?
Nick, I'm doing great, man. It's, it's a crazy day in the NFL for a lot of different reasons, but I'm here for you guys right now.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. And look, like, and we said this on the show yesterday, and just like to address it, like, we obviously know of the story going out there with Brian Flores, which is obviously extremely worthy of discussion. Just that this is a sports betting show, and we try to keep the conversations limited to what's going on the field and impacting betting markets. So, Baldy, I know you do a ton of interviews. I'm sure it's the first question that you get in other interviews, and if this were another format, it would be the first question we would ask you. We want to try to keep this to, like, things that we can bet on and stuff that's actionable in the betting market. So we're just going to keep this with football here, if that's all right with you. And let's just start here before we turn our attention to the Rams and Bengals and Super Bowl 56. Just kind of your impressions on what was like a pretty wild Championship Sunday with one big upset and another game that came down to the closing moments with the Rams edging out the 49ers.
Well, I mean, you know, Cincinnati showed you that down 21-3, the games are never over. Not in this NFL, that you could come back on the road against the prohibitive favorites and find a way to win. It started with that 41-yard screen pass to Samaje Perine for a touchdown, and then that, you know, the ability to defend, you know, their end zone with 5 seconds to go before the half that gave Cincinnati a huge lift to go in the locker room 21-10. And then to see the structural changes that Lou Anarumo made in the second half against the Chiefs' offense to completely shut them down. Like, that's what football is about. It's about making the adjustments. The adjustments was real. It bothered Patrick Mahomes. It bothered the Chiefs offense. And they won the game as a result. And the fact that Joe Burrow is just as mentally tough and physically as good as anybody playing that position is a testament to the Cincinnati Bengals right now. And that's how it all got started. And then to see the Rams just physically whip the 49ers' line of scrimmage, something they couldn't do for years now. But they physically won the line of scrimmage and took the 49ers out of their game plan was really something to see.
Baldy, did you leave, like, the popcorn in the microwave a little too long, by the way? We hear that fire alarm in the background. Everything good where you're at, my friend?
I'm in this restaurant, and this thing is going off, and I'm trying to – but it's everywhere. It's outside. It's inside. It's like it's one big fire alarm going off.
Hopefully the world's not ending here. So just so people know, if you hear that in the background, that just kind of is what it is. But, like, we'll keep the interview rolling here, and we just have to listen. That's why Baldy's a true football guy, powering through the elements here, making it happen for us, Ken.
Yeah, absolutely. I couldn't imagine giving an articulate answer during a fire alarm. So that was actually really impressive. So, Baldy, let's get your first thoughts on the Super Bowl. Obviously, you mentioned Championship Sunday, the setup to this Bengals and Rams game that we have. Already had some line movement so far this week. So the Rams are currently a 4.5-point favorite. They were a 4-point favorite a couple days ago. So Rams favored by 4.5. The total in the game is 48.5. Pretty minimal injury news to be monitoring throughout the week. You know, CJ Uzama for the Bengals would probably be one of the more notable players we'll keep an eye on. So just you hear Rams by more than a field goal, kind of an average scoring game expected. What's kind of your initial impression on this matchup?
That's probably where it needs to be. I mean, I think the Rams are they've been here before. They've been to the playoffs. Some of the Rams players and coaches have been to a Super Bowl. They kind of know what they're up against over the next 2 weeks, how to plan, you know, so like all that sort of favors the Rams. What we saw from Aaron Donald and Von Miller and Matt Stafford and Cooper Kupp, you know, sort of looks like they're a better team. But, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if the action comes in on the Cincinnati Bengals. Their field goal kicker looks to be perfect, looks to have ice water in his veins, looks to be good from anywhere on the field for 3 points. They have gone into Tennessee, which was the number one favorite, and beat them, to go into Kansas City with Patrick Mahomes and a team that had been to 3 straight championship games, a 4 straight, and to beat them, like they're going to gain a lot of traction because people are going to realize just what kind of a team Zach Taylor, the head coach of the Bengals, has. It's a team. They really pull for each other. They have some really good players, and they have a good scheme. And so I think they proved that against the Chiefs. So, and then they have an elite player in Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase. But then the Rams have, you know, I put this out there yesterday on social media, that my favorite game within the game is going to be Jalen Ramsey when he lines up on Ja'Marr Chase and Ja'Marr Chase. Because I think if there's one guy...
You think that's going to be the matchup? Can you speak to this quickly here, Baldy? Because I think this is going to be like the linchpin for deciding a lot of prop bets, right? Do you think that Ramsey is going to be deployed in like that star-like role, like in the middle of the defense? Maybe he's more on Higgins? Or do you think this is where we're going to see Raheem Morris like use Ramsey straight up shadow corner one-on-one on Ja'Marr Chase? Because I think this is going to decide how a lot of people are going to look to bet on this game.
So, I know Jalen Ramsey. I know how he thinks. I believe Jalen wants Ja'Marr Chase, but that's not how the Rams really play. They will do it at times. You know, first and goal at the 3-yard line, and Ja'Marr Chase is the single receiver to one side. Jalen Ramsey is going to be there in front of him. He's going to take that away. Now, if it's 2nd and 10 in the middle of the field, you know, Jalen might be in a star position in the middle of the field. Like, I think they're going to match up a little bit. It won't be every down, though. Although I know Jalen Ramsey wants him every single play. Like, I know that's how he thinks, and he wants to eliminate Ja'Marr Chase from this game. So I think that game planning part of it is all going on right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You better, you bet. BetQL Network, Nick Costos, Ken Bark, talking Super Bowl 56, comings and goings in the National Football League with Odyssey Sports NFL insider, the great Brian Baldinger on Twitter at BaldyNFL. Baldy, do you want to get your take on some of like the coaching news, like that guys getting hired, like what you think of the some of these hires that have been made and teams moving forward here? And we'll save a lot of the Super Bowl conversation. You'll join us next wonderful Wednesday here. We'll get the full breakdown then, get your pick for the game then when we have you on next Wednesday. But I do want to ask you about one more specific matchup here in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be what everyone's going to point to, right? How are the Bengals going to protect Joe Burrow with their offensive lineup against Aaron Donald and former Super Bowl MVP Von Miller and Leonard Floyd in this Rams pass rush here? So you played offensive line at the highest level, Baldy. How do you think the Bengals are going to try and make this happen? Can they keep Joe Burrow upright in Super Bowl 56?
Well, they have to adjust, be honest with you, Nick. I mean, Joe Burrow loves to get five receivers out every single pass play. He won his national championship at LSU doing it. He's won a lot of games in the NFL doing it. But they showed even last week against Kansas City that they're willing to keep the back end. They're willing to keep the tight end and the chip to put three receivers out. So they've shown a willingness to, like, kind of pull pack in a little bit, go a little more play action, maybe even, you know, a little max protection. It's not something they love to do. It's not something Burrow loves to do. But they've shown that ability, which will help. But, look, I mean, if Aaron Donald wants to ruin your day, he's got the ability to ruin your day. And then it's a question of, like, the screen game can help. Samaje Perine goes 41 yards for a touchdown. Not a bad call. You know, like, so the screen game can help slow you down. Like, it's going to be part of the game plan is to try to slow the Rams, you know, front down against an undermanned offensive line of the Bengals.
Baldy, as Nick mentioned, would love kind of your takes now as we kind of prepare for the Super Bowl, obviously, next weekend, and we'll get your full thoughts next week. Some of the coaching news that we've had, and, you know, Nick and I are already starting to, you know, sort of make preliminary plans, like how do we want to maybe bet on some of these teams, win total markets for next year? Just some really kind of early thoughts based on the plugging in of some of these coaches into some of these situations. Now, we kind of await word on whether Jim Harbaugh is going to be the coach of the Vikings, but why don't we start there with the idea that, you know, some of the reporting around this seems like it's a foregone conclusion. We don't have the news yet that that has happened. But if Jim Harbaugh is hired as the coach of the Minnesota Vikings, you know, what kind of what does that evoke to you in terms of the future of the team and kind of how he'll fit in there?
Jim Harbaugh is an unbelievable coach. Like, he went to Stanford. Stanford was a doormat academic school, and he won at Stanford. You know, he turned the 49ers around immediately. And I think he won 41 games and took him to a Super Bowl. And he found Colin Kaepernick at the University of Nevada. He drafted Colin Kaepernick to build the offense around. Like, he's got a vision. I think he'll do a phenomenal job in Minnesota. I happen to know the general manager that got hired in Minnesota. He's from Cherry Hill, New Jersey. I lived in Cherry Hill. Like, he's a young kid. I'm saying kid, he's just young. But, like, he's very sharp. They knew each other in San Francisco when Jim was there, so they got a familiarity there. He wants to come back to the NFL. I don't know that Kirk Cousins is the guy for him. They got to make that decision. But I have no question in my mind that Jim Harbaugh will win in Minnesota.
It's hard to disagree, so given what Harbaugh, hopefully Jim Tomsula won't be there on the staff this time for Jim Harbaugh and the San Francisco 49ers. To Chicago, your thoughts on the Matt Eberflus hire, bringing Luke Getsy over as his offensive coordinator, Poles coming over from Kansas City as the general manager. I think a lot of people questioning, Baldy, like the approach by Chicago with the second-year quarterback and hiring a defense-first head coach, a defensive coordinator. How do you feel about the Eberflus hire in Chicago?
Well, I like Matt. I mean, he's been a part of, you know, some good staffs in Cleveland and in New York, and so he's worked his way up. His defense played really hard for him in Indianapolis. They were a top flight defense. He showed the ability to replace really good players when they got hurt, all that. You know, like, people get hung up, is he a defensive guy, offensive guy? Can he stand up in front of the room and direct 53 men? Can he lead a coaching staff, an organization? That's what Matt Eberflus's job is. You can find coaches to coach the quarterback, develop the quarterback, develop an offense. Like, that's, you know, the staff is really important. The offensive line coach is really important. There's some good guys out there. So, like, I like the hire, but I always have a problem when people say, well, how are you going to develop the quarterback? Well, if you hire a guy just to develop the quarterback, what about the other 52 guys on the team? Like, are they out of the equation? Like, you got to hire leaders. And it's apparent to me that Matt can lead men, can put game plans together, and get young men to play really hard for him. And he did that in Indianapolis.
Baldy, a couple other coaching moves that we'd love to go over with. You have about 3 minutes left. I want to ask you about the Raiders first and then maybe the Giants if we have time. So Raiders kind of trying to turn into, you know, Patriots West here a little bit. So Dave Ziegler worked for the Patriots for like a decade. General manager Josh McDaniels, who obviously spurned Indianapolis, was waiting for an opportunity. Now he's the head coach of the Raiders. Pisaccia doesn't get the job, which apparently ruffled some feathers among some of the players. But what do you make of kind of that fit, the Patriots tandem going to Vegas?
I don't have a problem with it. You know, I mean, Josh has obviously been on the radar a bunch. He's been a head coach. He's probably learned from his time in Denver. You know, he's been a very innovative coach. And even when they lost Tom Brady and, you know, they're plugging in, you know, Cam Newton or whoever at quarterback, I mean, you saw his ability to adjust. Jacoby Brissett, you know, starts a game and the offense changes. So I think that you got to give a guy a chance. Stand in front of the room and get their attention. I think it helps that the general manager knows the coach, knows how he thinks, knows what he wants. I think that's always a good sign to start building a platform from. I think Derek Carr, I think the world of Derek Carr is a quarterback. I'm anxious to see what Josh can do with Derek going forward, how he can make him better, more successful, do better in the playoffs. I think they've got pieces in place in Las Vegas to build a winner. You know, and now it's up to Dave's job is to try to really create the vision that Josh has. So I don't have a problem with that hire. I thought it was a pretty clever hire.
45 seconds to go. Your take on Brian Daboll, the next head coach of the New York Football Giants.
Well, I think it's good that, you know, Joe Shane, you know, knows who he is. They've been around each other. Brian's been successful in New England, at Alabama, wildly successful in Buffalo in this turnaround with Josh Allen. You know, he didn't sound like a company man during his interview when he was just answering questions. He sounds like he doesn't sound like one of those coaches that came from the Patriot way or from Nick Saban. He sounded like a guy that's going to have fun.
Like a dude, right? Way. Like a regular guy.
It sounded like a regular guy. He has a good sense of humor. He's got his 6 kids there. Like, he didn't sound like one of those Patriot ex-coaches that wants to, like, emulate the Patriot way, like, which never works because they're not Bill Belichick. So I feel like that's a good sign right now for New York.
Not like when Joe Judge got hired and he was like, each play is a critical in the history of football and we're going to treat it like it's a historic, or whatever nonsense that was. Baldy, we love you, man. We appreciate you coming on each and every week. Next week, we are especially pumped to have you because we will do our full breakdown of Super Bowl 56. My friend, thank you very much. I hope you have the weekend off. I really do because I know it's been a crazy season for you and we will catch up with you next week here on You Better, You Bet to break down the big game.
All right, guys. I'll talk to you next week.
Odyssey Sports NFL insider Brian Baldinger joining us on the Roman Guest Line. Get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. Go to GetRoman.com/BetQL now to get $15 off your first month. That's GetRoman.com/BetQL. Sounds like Baldy likes the Bengals a little bit. That maybe that's me reading into it. On the other side, we'll talk a little Puck, Pete Blackburn from Bally Sports. It's...